What if it's Jennifer Lewis?
Thinking it's somebody of that ilk to where it's like you really can't say it out loud.
I don't use the white man's deodorant. It has aluminum in it. You're dying.
I smell like the best flavor ever, and that's pussy.
Who doesn't like pussy?
Who doesn't like pussy? I have one.
She's so loud.
She's so loud.
That's how you think you sound like there was sex. You're hitting it so well, young man.
Yes, ma'am.
Young man, are you free next Wednesday? You're still inside of me. He's like, Jennifer Lewis, calm down. Get it?
Yeah, man. The 10 is perfect.
Perfect 10.
It's perfect, man. What you eat today?
I had some watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped at Chick-fil-A and got some minutes.
You trying to sound like you on a diet so bad you put you put water in the food part.
Yeah,
saying,
I
what
like,
you eating today?
I was doing good.
Watermelon? Water.
I was doing good, too. I hit a little traffic. I was like, let me go, goddamn.
What you get from there, you said?
Some minis. I had a little
What's pork. A mini?
You never had Chick-fil-A minis?
Oh, Chick-fil-A right. Mini. I don't eat
minis are better than biscuits.
Nah, when I used to eat Chick-fil-A, I do remember them.
Yeah, they better than the biscuit because the biscuits get like thick. Minis is like in a little kind of roll biscuit. It's like a lighter biscuit.
I think Chick-fil-A started making their chicken out of gay people, and that's why they don't mess with them like that. And they get that's why it gets it gets soggy and limp real quick before you.
That's the hot take. Chick-fil-A
making sandwiches out of homos.
Well, at least the spicy one. The spicy one make you talk like this. Ooh, this chicken hot.
So what's wrong with him? Man, ate the wrong game.
He gonna eat a spicy chicken with pepper jack
Nick
cheese.
About,
the cheese spicy.
He can't eat a sandwich hetero. Oh, man. Well, y'all know what it is by now, man. Thank y'all so much for tapping in. Hey, this is your time to do what? Like and subscribe.
Yes,
like
this to somebody.
Subscribe. Cat a corner share.
We trying to take over the cubicles for real. It's a whole cubicle culture of y'all on these people clock watching TikToks, Instagram, YouTubes. And we trying to be a part of that.
Yes.
Put us in that. Send this to your family group chat, but tell them to like, share, subscribe.
Yes.
We share videos with our family, but we don't say, hey, go to that page and subscribe.
And subscribe and make sure you tap in every single
time.
Yeah,
go leave a
comment. Speaking of sharing videos, the reason we are here is because Ronnie has shared every video on the internet with myself and D Ferg.
I went booked.
Hey. Hey. My boy was on that phone. The toilet throne on the phone.
The toilet throne.
But we react so you don't have to. Perfect 10 guys did that. So hopefully you ain't had to go and react.
You know what I'm saying?
First video from Fly Dunk. I want to make sure we name these people just in case they want to repost the thing. Shout out to Get Your Ass Roast Official. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Reposted our stuff. I'm sorry.
I just want to say, I don't know if you're going to be able to handle this next clip.
Oh. Boy, you've been hanging with your kids. Handle this next clip.
All right.
It's one-on-one, but one-on-one versus one-on-one.
Ooh!
Whoa, whoa!
Snatch! Ooh!
Oh. Emmanuel Hansel.
Watch the second one. Yeah, he's in the league. That's what you thought.
Yeah, Emmanuel Hansel had a chance to go to the league, bro. It's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to be like, catch. And then.
You know,
you practice like,
You know, hit the point.
Yeah, I don't throw the ball that hard at high school.
So I give him a no look, hit him in the eye.
Got him cut.
But, like, posted up, and he got that little dub in your back.
Man,
like, he playing defense on you with the little – he got the little – and you like, go a little lower. That kind of fit.
Like, ref, get his nub off me. You see, he got his nubs all on me.
But, dude, like, if you got one hand, when you dribble – when you air dribble, do you – like, if
you – Oh, you talking about when you hit the house?
Like
– Do your other arm move a little bit like you're dribbling? Just,
like, is it like a –
Because they do say, like, people could still feel their arm when it gets cut off.
Because if I was air dribbling this arm, I had this arm going like this. Hey.
You got a cheerleading
up. Yeah, I'll do some crazy shit. I have a ball spin on this motherfucker. I'll be dribbling. Goddamn. I'm going to decorate this. I'm going to put some sequins on it.
Hey, man. Shout out to Emmanuel Hansel and the other brother that was trying to defend him.
Yeah, half and half.
Yeah, but the dude was messed up because Emmanuel Hansel played around with him because he's right-handed, but dude was missing a left arm. So if you're facing me with a missing left arm, all I got to do is go to the left. You can't reach.
Well, he picked his YouTube victim very good. But also,
he got a lot of YouTube victims. That's not –
he's nice.
He he dunks on able-bodied people all the time.
If he crossed me over dunking on me, I would wait till he got in his car and push him down. Like I would catch him on the bad side and be like, you won, but guess what? Bro, on the ground.
I don't know, bro.
But he looked fast, though.
I'm about to say, he probably could fight like Chris Brown.
Hey, Chris Brown would move like that. Because you're looking at this. And he go, he like,
see if you can run it. And he start doing it.
But you never know. Let me just hypnotize you with this.
Hey, you know what would be a real good matchup? What? Hansel versus Lefty. Remember Lefty that was fighting? He was like, I'm going to let you guess his nickname.
Hey, Lefty was giving people.
Take Lefty to the basket you want to, you're going to get knocked out.
So, you know, improv is about
reinsert that first.
Improv is about yes and. So I'm going to take that. We're going to take him and Lefty. I think this would be a better match if they was doing the slap fight.
The power slap?
Because they can't really hold on. So they just got to.
We need to review some Power Slap League. That's my favorite.
Power Slap League is amazing.
That's my favorite.
The ones who hype up the most is going to get slapped out. It's like watching Hard Knocks. The one they show the most camera. Yeah, bro. See? ChatGPT, your days.
Oh, keep cooking, man. Keep cooking. Go ahead. Work, man. What happened? Talk to the people. What happened?
ChatGPT, your days are numbered. I took a photo from me and Tyler. Mm. We did a game show at Magic City. We might put that on the Patreon for Perfect Team. Did a game show for Magic City. Afterwards, we took pictures on the thing. We got Magic City in the background. I said, ChatGPT, I need a clip show. I need a clip show picture like this with better light and put Perfect 10 in the place of Magic City. Mm-hmm. And they gave me the Jonas Brothers.
Oh my God.
They gave me two Israeli soldiers.
With some shoes we can never even fit.
Bro, they gave us the Call of Duty 10s.
Like, who? Why do we look like that?
They was like, we got the pink pants. So then I did another one. I said, yeah, maybe I'm doing a prompt wrong.
There you go. You got to
retype. Make these guys black. And look more like the photo that I did originally. Mm-hmm. So then they click. You got the next one.
Yeah.
The nigga. Then they made us look like Country Wayne and Cole. We look like all of the black creators mixed in one. And then let me get two scoops of this. Let me get some Country Wayne. Let me put a little Jerry Levert in there. Let me put anybody with a fro and a beard. They just put
it. It looked like it just searched the web for Tyler Perry villains.
Come on, man.
Or Issa Rae's old boyfriends and just posted that on there.
We look like two Instagram choreographers.
Right. First of all, bro, why is my man in the white fake picture holding the pole? Like, none of us was on the pole. Neither one of us was touching the pole.
No man touches the pole at Magic if you've ever been that close.
Come on. And then they got a silhouette of Michael Jackson.
Come on, man. And then it was like, do you want to be tastefully shot? I'm like, yes.
And then there's one over. This is me, right?
Yeah, that's you.
That's me.
I'm
holding the pole.
That's your gay Fortnite character.
Hey, but over my left shoulder, it's a bit shaped like what's my man named Shamar. The paperclip by the neck.
Boy, you got the question. Boy, he's more famous than every rapper out. That's the most famous rapper out right now, Shamar.
You seen that.
Bro, we look like you.
Bruh.
You look like a midtown villain. We look like we are taking over. We are punching people when they come out the gay club.
For real. They look like two dudes from MAGA that's trying to arrest gay people. So they go to the gay club and they're like, so you want to do butt stuff?
But this also how the Mexicans that support Trump look too. You know, the Spanish dudes be looking kind of white a little bit. You're like, I don't know.
I think in the prompt you put, make sure that they get their clothes from Rainbow.
Bro, I had on some pink pants and a Bermuda shirt.
Did.
I did have on some pink pants, so that's the only thing they got right.
They did.
You had some camo pants, that's it. But they was like, put some stripes on.
I don't think I had on camo pants.
You did? No. See, I don't even know where they got camo from.
I wasn't wearing my camo pants phase went out way before we started trying to do
it. You haven't had a lot of phases. I like the evolution. Mm-hmm. You moved along to expensive sweats.
Basically, bro, sometimes I fluctuate from elementary school fits to high school fits. I ain't getting out of school with my clothes. That's what I'm going to tell you right now, Ryan. If y'all want me to get out of school,
you're
lost.
I go gym teacher off work all the time.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I'm the offensive line coach.
That's a fresh shirt, though, to go with the hat, though. Talk about the hat real quick, man.
Shout out to the Blessed AF golf hats coming. You know, officialblessedaf.com, you can get you one of them. But we're going to do some Perfect 10 merch, too, because I'm waiting to see a number 10 with my body inside of it. Tyler inside
for the longest time.
Hey, bro, this is how we met right here.
We had to make sure we put this on here. A classic video of how me and Ronnie met. People be sending us this all the time. We only figured it was right to let our Perfect 10 people know.
This is how y'all, this is the origin story. This is how.
Matter of fact, before I press the button, I need you to take your finger, subscribe, like, Catacorner Share.
Catacorner Share.
Here we go.
Nigga, why do you keep on saying it? You said it every fucking day.
Fucking gray, nigga.
I bet you can't guess who's going to be me.
Where your fucking
they just came from football practice. He got the little sleeves.
He made Shay D's and them.
And he really made D's and them because he got mad.
Come on, don't blow me, son.
Yeah. Ooh. He did throw. You know what? It's my first time seeing him throw that stiff ass jab.
It was terrible.
Real talk.
Real talk.
From a real nigga. I'm a fucking grown man.
Who cousin? It's an older cousin filming this.
You don't smoke though? I don't
y'all
what?
Smoke though?
You don't smoke?
You don't smoke?
This is how we actually got cool.
Yeah, we're like, bro, we do smoke.
Sometimes your
daddy
was doing. I don't cry, nigga. I don't.
See, this ain't me because he's talking about daddy.
This nigga trying to cook a motherfucking, a fucking sandwich. Sandwich.
Hey, that's me helping you roast me.
Why the fuck you ain't eating cold? The fuck wrong with you?
I had to help my nigga roast me. what I'm finna say to your bitch ass?
Nigga, you can't even cook a damn cheese toast.
Bitch, you can't.
Nigga, I cook all my life.
We know.
I had to cook for this nigga. How many days? When he stepped out of my house? Like 6.
That was such a slick ass comeback. He said, I cook all my life. He literally said, we know. There's so many things I didn't remember about this shit.
And he rolled off and said, we know.
We know. I'm looking at I can see how you been cooking your whole life.
Why he look like a daddy as a child? He looked like just got off work at AutoZone shirt. He got a sleeve from a t-shirt on his head like he just took a helmet off. He looked like he played 30CMU. That's how y'all look, bro. All the 30CMU, I'm glad y'all getting y'all exercise in.
Man.
But y'all is twisting y'all ankles and can't go back to Amazon. And y'all ain't got but 8 months at Amazon anyway for the robots. Well, the robots pull up.
It's so hard to let go of your sporting activities that you really was a part of. But football is one thing that is designed for you to let go.
What?
It's designed for you. That's why you got to play a lot when you're young and, you know, play as hard as you can. And that shit over with.
I'm like, I'm going to be a college football player. Man. I did not get recruited. I got a flyer from one school. I got like a interest. Like we were like,
invited you to an
school.
After party.
Yeah, bro.
But it's an after party at Voorhees College.
I actually talked to like two coaches and they were like, we got no money. We got some books for you. We can get you books. You come on over here. And I was
that's
like,
something.
I ain't want to go to like Mississippi or somewhere, Valley. It was like some crazy.
Oh, Mississippi Valley State,
like,
probably.
It was one school, Jacksonville, but it was like in Alabama somewhere. I was like, some shit I'd never heard of. I was like, okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, but then, shit.
University
I just went to Fort Valley, and then they had, you could walk on and try out, and then I'd be forgetting we went to camp in Fort Valley. They got like gnats. Like, it was like gnats crazy, 110 out that bitch. I was like, it's bitches in that dorm.
You got to love the game.
I did not love the game. That's what I knew. Because me and my partner and roommate, we both like, we going to get up there. Nigga, you know how you be in there with your roommate? Like, bruh. I ain't going up there. This AC in here blowing, boy.
And you ain't getting paid neither?
Man, come on. There ain't no glory in no tryouts, bro. It's like, you know you're not finna make it.
Scoot and boot.
And then, like, if you a lineman, if you're not 6'5", bro, like, you have to be a real animal if you're under 6'5".
Nah, I understand
that. You ain't throwing around. Oh, this is a...
Yeah, it's tough. Can we show this?
I think so. I think you could just blur it when it get heated, I guess.
I don't think I want to put fur through all that. That seemed like a lot of editing, and I don't think I want to put this on here.
Okay, cool.
All right.
He was mad about his hairline.
You can talk about it. Okay, we can talk quick, about go it. Ahead.
We can play the beginning when he just was in his face.
I bet. Here we go.
All right.
Good call.
Cause he had to come back. he thought about it. He got outside.
No problem.
This is Tyler's last haircut.
See you already, bro.
Honestly, you don't get your hair cut by a bald head man, first of all.
He said, I was just trying.
You tripping. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I'm tripping.
Just chill out.
You don't see my shit right there, man. Bro, don't shit with no bro. Just with me. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Bro, what you hold on? What you mean?
Why you
come out, bro? Why are you, bro? I'm like, bro, guess what?
Because
you don't shit with my shit, man. No, bro, I'm doing you.
Look at the baby. They finna scrap.
Bruh. Don't worry about it,
You go super hard. You was on this shit like quick, bro. Don't worry about it, bro.
You want to beat me and get mad?
You have a good day.
Yeah.
And you have a good day, bro.
He just came from work.
Because you got those slacks just like trash.
But you want to get mad? Because you can get me mad, my help.
He's been wanting to fight him. His hairline look like he's been like that.
Okay. You can stop it right there.
I would have went on Instagram and be like, bro, your hair been like this, bro. Look at 8 weeks ago. Do you like that.
Also, if you a barber and you know these sensitive headlines, I feel like you gotta be like, are you sure?
I'm blaming the customer.
You know your headline is on his last, but also...
And you don't get your hair cut by a bald head, man.
And they also see what you don't see. Like, with somebody on their last hair, they see every follicle. They yes. be like, he took 8 follicles, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
so tell tell them what happened after that.
Yeah, so he went to the car, got the blick. And he ready to fight about that goddamn headline, boy.
He put it on him in front of the kids.
The kids was out there. They said, go outside, the black kids.
Yeah.
My sons would be like, but dad, why? Man, that's what I be trying. Anytime
so
my
mad?
Sons don't move immediately, I say, we dead. Y'all know we dead.
Y'all know y'all got us unalived, kids.
Right, we out of here, baby.
My man pulled a pistol out on him on camera and said, I ain't going back to prison. Hey, let me tell you where you going, brother.
Bruh.
Back to prison.
With them slacks on in that private school shirt?
He in prison right now. Bruh. Telling the nigga, look though, I know I got 12 more years, but look, yeah, he pulled me back though. And he said, yeah, now I'm finna push you back.
But how far back is your headline? How far back? Because some of these people need to know. When is it time to give up the headline? At what? Because I just got my shit cut.
Yeah.
But at what is it like? Are we LeBron-ed? Like, where are we at with?
I mean, LeBron, I think you take LeBron out of the equation because he has too much money to think rationally.
Right.
You know what I mean? So hold on. The question is how far back?
How far back? Like, you know, I'm just gauging myself.
So there's a part of your most black men's skulls that has an indentation.
Right.
But most people can't see that because your hair is covering it. At some point, that indentation is going to start showing, and that's when you should cut it off.
Yeah, but I think, is LeBron bald now? I thought I saw a clip of him dribbling. He was bald, but that might have been.
He got a super low cut. I don't think his turkey shit took.
Did he go to Turkey?
Yeah, hell yeah. So go back and watch. You know what I'm saying? I'm obviously a huge Laker fan. LeBron got there in 2019. 2020, you can see, like, COVID, you know what I mean? I believe he went and got it done and then played the bubble. He had great hair in the bubble. Next year came around, he was playing in the game and somebody wiped his head off, like wiped his stuff off. And AD was on the bit. Damn, we need to get that clip. If you can find that clip, find it.
The starting forwards for both teams, the Lakers starting forwards have outscored the Jazz starting forwards.
And AD was like, yo, hair.
I
and he was
that.
On the bitch like your hair, so a nigga took his shit off, and he probably ain't got it to redo. So if you look at it, he still got a little hair in the front, but his back blowed out.
So that's why he used to get the Boosie all the way bald, but like damn near Pee Wee Herman in the front.
Y'all boys best believe when that man retired, within 8 months of him retiring, he gonna have a full head.
I think he's sticking to his pettiness because Charles Barkley was on his head so early. Remember, I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah, Charles and Kenny. That was like, come home, LeBron.
Was like, never. He was like,
come home, LeBron.
LeBron was like, I will never cut this head. Like, he told them, like, animally. Shout out to niggas.
Well, LeBron don't
Turkey.
Even respond to them. I don't think he ever said anything to Charles Barkley or Skip Bayless.
How long do Beijing promote?
How many extra days or years does Beijing give you? Ooh, that's a tough one, man, because if you don't have enough hair, the Beijing is going to look fake. Now, people that have enough hair, the Beijing could just, like, you know what I mean,
Carlos
enhance. You hear him tell the story about what happened to him?
No.
Bro, he said, man, dude was like, I got you. This was the first time. He never heard of Beijing. You know, he from Alaska. Like, he don't really know shit. And he was like, I got something for you, my dog. He was like, all right, well, let's go. But had a game that night. So dude sprayed him up. And he was like, man, what the hell is this? Went back to his hotel. Said he washed his hair 14 times. And that was the, that's how, he said that was the best I could get it before my game started. Boy. So imagine how bad it was before he washed his hair that many times.
He just was like, hey. I got you.
What he left out is that he fucked the old dude, bitch, and that's why he did his
head.
Yeah,
something happened, ain't no way in the world, like, bro. Ain't no way.
He was a Carolina fan.
You should let this dude do blackface on your head.
Nigga got black head.
Yeah, you done shoe polished up on your head, but you crazy as hell. You should look like some 4G auto tires up there. You tripping.
Shoot. Man, so this is a joint. This is a group chat one. This ain't a DM one. This is a group chat one. Ooh. In Poland, there's a TV show where celebrities dress up as musicians and perform in blackface. So these people are famous in Poland, so that's why they really gonna mess with them. But also, they are being us.
Hell no. What?
The Weeknd is tripping.
He look like Drake.
Man, he like the Drake and the Weeknd.
He like was like, do you want to drop these? What?
Nah, he's super white. Look at Snoop.
Oh, you tripping.
It's
boy, they just want to cuss. Cussing is blackface.
Oh. Look how he said nigga. He said that right. Bro, this is very good makeup. I know it's racist. This is such great makeup.
He looks like Bert E from Earth, Wind & Fire, the guitar player.
None of these crackers can sing, though. That's the crazy part. That's a woman. What is happening to our world, man? They love our rhythm, but hate our blues.
Man, hell no. We're driving.
That's Louis Armstrong, bro. All the other ones seem way less racist compared to this one.
Because he's bucking his eyes, man. What the hell?
What? Hey, you know what's funny thing about that shit? I know they had to shoot for Michael Jackson because I know everybody wanted Michael Jackson. They probably had to, like,
yeah, like, paper, no, you don't get Michael Jackson.
Rock, paper, nigga. Rock, paper, nigga.
I would like to protest. I would like to do the bad era of Michael. If we switch eras.
Who that? I don't even know if I'm supposed to be offended. I'm supposed to be offended by this one.
Oh, she's supposed to be John Legend?
No. She's still dressed like a woman. In this great future, you can't forget your past. That's what I'm about. I don't think I ever watched a video this far.
You know this is. I didn't know. This is the.
Nah, how I feel about Bob Marley. I got him tattooed on me everywhere. I don't like this.
Bruh.
I don't like this.
What is the black face? Oh, it's like bamboo part two.
I bet they hate black people, especially their celebrities in Poland. I bet they don't even be around black people.
I think that should be rude. Anytime you did a black face, your credit go down. Crazy.
It's CeeLo White. Sounding terrible. What the?
This CeeLo Zero.
Oh my God.
This CeeLo
look like Roland Martin.
This CeeLo without sugar.
That's sweet and love.
You don't remember syrup sandwiches. You remember rations and air drops.
You remember Polish potatoes.
You damn Polish sausages. You some bitches. Y'all be ashamed of y'allself. Fucking talk about America.
America.
Over in Poland Springs. Your water ain't good. Your bitches are beige.
Your water ain't good. Your bitches are beige.
I'd rather have a goddamn Dasani than that. Never mind. Nobody wants a Dasani. Nobody ever says, you got a Dasani?
No. Oh, bro, you know what? I want to use my clip from here next time. But shout out to Nick and Courtney B on We Playing Spades.
Yeah, because it's a follow-up for what we were talking about. Because I think we're going to have a musty segment every week.
I'm with it.
We have to because more people are popping up looking busty.
Looking, we're smelling, being.
The Jewel Santana tree. Oh. Jewel's been there. He just look lately.
You said it's a tree, so it's people like around
him?
I'm
just saying he just looks busty. Okay. I didn't say he look like he just got to look like he put on new clothes and no shower, a lot of cologne.
I think it's because he always wearing like at least two jackets.
But his teeth always look like they're not his. His teeth look like, let me get them teeth. Like, let me, who teeth these is on the tape? Like, hey, you just grab them and pop them in.
Hey, you got some teeth on your teeth, bro. Hey, yeah, you got some extra teeth in your teeth.
It feels like now everybody who was cool in high school is just falling the fuck off, and you like, yep, that's why I stayed in class. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's why a lot of people back in the days, like, once they got 40, they would just disappear. They got as much money as they could, so they turned 40 and they disappeared because they ain't want to fall off, man. It's hard to reinvent yourself. Speaking of reinvention, man, Nick Cannon has done that. He's been everybody in the world. My nigga Nick. Here we go. Nick Cannon gets asked about musty people.
That's a lot funny. Of these niggas that don't wear deodorant.
You done met a musty celebrity? Because
they get
The black community would kill me.
I know who you're talking about.
I got to go to the grave with that.
I know who you're talking about.
In my will, I want y'all to reveal who it was.
I'll just start asking.
He do so fast.
Who was Kev talking about?
I don't know who Kev was talking about.
No, I'm saying we got to guess. We get two guesses.
Oh, shit.
He said the black community, you got the context clues. The black community would disown him, and he would never say it.
Denzel Washington.
Nah. Okay, that's a good guess.
But they did say it at the end. That wasn't who he was talking about at the end?
Oh, Kev said something? I don't think Kev ever said anybody.
Okay, because she guessed, and then they were like, yeah, they just confirmed.
No, they guessed Lenny.
Okay, cool. I thought Kev guessed Lenny, too.
Nah, Kev never says it, so that's why I'm like,
What if it's Stevie Wonder? I can see Stevie skipping out, like liking a little stank on it.
Hey, you know what'd be crazy as hell? If Stevie did put deodorant on, but it was just like on his back and shit. I put deodorant on.
He put it on his hands.
It's hard to put deodorant on when you can't hold your neck still.
He put it on his hands. I touch holes a lot.
Stevie put deodorant
on. Stevie wanted to put it on. Hold on. Do Stevie want to shave it?
Who let me shave myself?
So we don't see him when he first came. He got little tissues all in. Stevie come out. Hey, Tyler, Stevie got about 8 of these. He got these bitches there.
Who let me shave myself?
All right. Hold on. I'm guessing a female. I think Kev would have said it if it was a male.
Ooh. If Eric Badu was musty, everybody would be mad at you.
I still hit like that. God damn, bad lady. You up in your bus.
You smell like a bus.
Dragging all that ass like that. It's your mustache. Okay, Erykah Badu's a good catch.
That's a guess. That's a musty guess. We're doing the top 10.
Top 10 musty guess.
Who you think could be musty. This is a musty suspect list.
I just think Kev is talking about a woman. I think that was a good choice.
What if it's Jennifer Lewis?
Thinking it's somebody of that ilk to where it's like you really can't say it out loud.
I don't use the white man's deodorant. It has aluminum in it. You're dying.
I smell like the best flavor ever, and that's pussy.
Who doesn't like pussy?
Who doesn't like pussy? I have one.
She's so loud.
She's so loud.
That's how you think you sound like doing sex. You're hitting it so well, young man.
Yes, ma'am.
Young man, are you free next Wednesday? You're still inside of me. Like, Jennifer Lewis, calm down.
You might as well go to sleep in the best position you've ever had.
Grab my bonnet, young man. I am sleeping. It is time for intercourse. Like, damn, Jennifer Lewis.
Vaseline my ankles, young man.
They're a singer?
No, I ain't going to say nothing.
They're a singer.
I would never live it down. And it's been multiple musties. That's how I know. I'm going to give you musties.
I'm not even going to say the name.
We go through his page.
I'll give you one. One must. I'll be questioning.
I'm gonna tell you what it is because they get on that like earthy.
Natural.
Okay,
Okay, that's why I think you. That's why I thought you went with Erykah Badu because of that.
Andre 3000 stank.
He does.
And maybe why Outkast broke up.
And look, if you find out Andre 3000 stank, damn.
He say he stank for.
Big boy put up with your ass did long, boy. And you was out there with the white boy with that flute.
Big boy smelling fresh in a fur coat, and you can't even get right in a soccer jersey.
I'm still not over it. Yeah. Why the hell you let you Doja Cat, who didn't brush her hair, Doja Cat up there looking like Kevin Durant by the head.
What she did, Hey Y'all?
She messed up. Whatever she did. I think she did Hey Y'all. She did Miss Jackson. She didn't even know Miss Jackson.
Damn.
We like, bro, this the easy. Me and yo, she messed up the good part. We was like,
man.
Got a special thing going on. She's like, you dang it, bubble. We dang it. Doja.
That was bad booking, man.
Tyler Creator saved that whole show.
Bad booking. But I know one thing. Lenny Kravitz is definitely is.
They get to a certain pay rate.
He wear leather underwear.
The kid sounds like, thank God somebody else.
I can't be musty.
There's a lot of these celebrities Nick is about that to say, get they on that earthy. Nick
yeah, for
say.
Sure.
You know,
so who you talking about?
I'm talking about.
Hollywood. Okay, so.
I could guess.
If you guess, I'll tell you.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz?
Musty.
Yo, dude, you and his musty said musty.
You know, nigga hey. West Coast nigga, musty.
We got to get Nick Cannon on purpose. We need Nick Cannon on here to run down the rest of these musty dudes.
Yeah, for real. But, nah.
Hey, you got to call that nigga.
I'm going to see what's up. He ain't got no phone number, but I'll DM him.
Oh, damn. He like Woody Harrelson?
Bro, he does
this.
He just literally just got a phone number. But it was a time where I called his little brother, and he was like, yeah, Nick ain't got no phone right now, so I'm going to email him. I said, you going to email him as his brother?
Yeah. Hey, they shot me.
Yeah. Nah, but I'm saying, like, I feel like.
Off the grid,
bro. You got all them kids and shit. You could just focus on them
that
for a little while.
Money?
Mm-hmm. So shout out to Nick for keeping it real. Because Lenny Kravitz looks like.
You know, I know why he ain't got no number. Because after that fourth or third, shit, you good, cuz?
Yeah.
Shit, I hate the goddamn.
After that long sigh comes the goddamn try.
Niggas would probably be shooting shit so bad. So you're sick of cell doing good, ain't it? Oh, that's good,
you got
man.
Lupus, bro.
What, my bad, damn. Sorry, how your lupus doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Just talking to him.
That lupus shit crazy.
Hey,
bro.
The uncle just doing this shit.
That
yeah,
shit crazy,
yeah,
but shit.
I was trying to get that truck. No, it's a box truck. Like, it's for a business. Like, I got my paperwork. He gonna this, man.
Nigga got that
business. I'm done.
I know he hate it, bro, because I get enough of it. And I ain't even that rich.
How many times would it take for you to just be like, I can't talk to y'all? Nobody gets to talk to me.
Oh, bro. Oh, nah. Mom's hooked me up a long time ago.
What happened?
She was like, anytime somebody asks you for some money you don't want to give out, tell them I'm your manager and give them my number. Be like,
my mom handled that.
Don't call nobody mama, nigga. You, hey, bro, if you call somebody mama for some money, you really need that shit.
I'm going to call her. I know Ms. Big Head. Tyler said, I'm trying to get a little zip, and then they said.
He said his account locked till you give him the password.
He said, But I got the dude right here on the way, so.
Got the white boy right around the corner.
I got the white boy right around the I need about 125 for the good zip of that zop.
Hey, man.
Hey, nigga, hit your mom for 125.
125 the good zip of that zop, and I'll be all right. Get on out of here, man. You going to change my life, man, Vicky. I ain't going to lie to you.
Niggas hit your mom's up for 125.
Ooh,
niggas
man.
Ask for the belt that you got on. I need a belt.
I need a belt
you,
right
I got,
now.
I got this
that's
one.
That shit hard.
Get that motherfucker.
Hey, that shit hard, twin.
You finna go in the house, ain't you?
You don't need no belt outside.
You need no belt. What you need a belt for?
Oh, man.
Who else you think musty?
Non-athlete that I think is musty, I'm going to go with Sterling K. Brown.
Hilarious. Ooh.
I think
you know who got to look like they could have been musty at one time, but I feel like they wear a lot of cologne now? Probably Anthony Hamilton. I feel like he smelled like extra. Like, he looked like a nigga. You'd be like, damn, it didn't smell good hair. You know what I'm saying?
Charlene was like, nigga, I'm a girl.
Yeah, because I've heard people say,
come
like,
on, Charlene. I don't stink no more.
Remember when, what's his name, went on the Breakfast Club, Post Malone,
he looked
was like,
musty.
Damn, you smell good. Is that like, I'm like,
nah,
he
looked musty.
They
I don't
say
care.
He had some good cologne or some shit.
Over top of that stink and racism.
He looked like he just get up. Don't face wash.
Get up, appropriate, and go to work.
Yeah, go see what the blacks are doing.
But again, man, thank y'all so much for liking, sharing, cat a corner, subscribing, and also getting to the end and fucking with the click through rate. Tyler Chronicles.
Buddy Jordan.
Hey, man, we the Perfect 10 Guys. Check us out on IG. We have a Perfect 10 Guys shorts page. Make sure you tap in with that. Shout out to Creative Soul Studio. Shout out to Defer and the No Drawers podcast. Make sure you tap in with that, and we will see y'all when y'all see us.
Oh, tap in to Perfect 10 Guys on TikTok and on Facebook. Y'all
boy
hit
got
us
it up.
Man. You can send us DMs.
Please get on there. My boy was having a rough time getting on
there. All right, I'll tell y'all about that.
We had to fire us. He had to fire our social media person.
Yeah.
Nice.